just the message that you're bringing forth through him, Lord, that you've prepared in his heart, Lord, to share with us today, Lord. I just ask just for guidance, Lord, just as we receive it, Lord, that, that he's just listening to the Spirit, Lord, and so are we, Lord, that we can just be humble before him and just before ourselves, Lord, just so easily entangling in pride or just anything else that's in distracting us, Lord, that we can just settle ourselves down, Lord, and just listen and just learn and grow and just grow deeper in our relationship with you. And yeah, we just thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sure. Well, good to see everyone. And once again, it's good to have Punkage back. He was down in Alabama, right? You went to visit your family down there. So we definitely missed you. He was gone for about over a month. Well, you might as well get used to this, Punkage, if you haven't learned by now. There's a lot of things I make people do. Miss Jackie, give me a coffee, would you?
And it's never anything we like to do.
No. You know, I was on the plane coming back from Fort Worth, and had a lady. She had an Ohio State shirt on, and she was going to put her luggage up in the overhead. And she was having trouble doing it, so I was sitting there. I said, ma'am, you need some help. And she says, yeah, thank you. You know, I says, honey, you know, told Laura to get up. And the lady kind of looked at me. So Laura struggled with it, but she managed. All right. This is the second week, four-week class. And it's about memorizing Scripture. And so I had given you guys a task, and it was to memorize the books of the New Testament. And we'll get to that in a minute. But before that, share a little quick story. And then I got a little video here. You probably have heard me speak before about when we used to go down in Jamaica and travel all around. Well, the first time I went down there, I met a young man. He was a year prior to that, he was a Rastafarian. Anybody know what a Rastafarian is? Darren, you know, don't you? What is that, yes or is that a no? I mean, I know you're fasting and praying today, and he was speaking in tongues there. Do you know what a Rastafarian is? Where's Dwayne? I know Dwayne knows what a... Dwayne, you know what a Rastafarian is, right? Give him the microphone. Give him the microphone. Because there's another story that's going to tie right in. All right, go ahead, Dwayne. Tell them what a Rastafarian is.
Rastafarian is, they're down in Jamaica, and they smoke a lot of ganja, and they have, like, the turbans on, and they're kind of a rough crowd.
Yeah, the Rastafarians, it's actually a religion down there. So you've seen the guys with the long dreadlocks. Not all the football players, they have the long dreads, are Rastafarians. Well, they might be. I don't know. A lot of them might smoke dope. But down there, that's part of their religion. They're always getting high. Okay? And funny story is we were out doing street ministry. Dwayne was with me. And we were going up to different people that we met. And so the first couple of houses, I said, Dwayne, watch how I go up and interact with people and talk with them, because we were going to invite them out to the showing of a movie. So I went to a couple of houses, and so I go, hey, Dwayne, here comes a guy. Well, here comes this Rastafarian walking down the street. He's got his dreadlocks up under, you know, those big wool hats that they would wear. And I go, Dwayne, this is your guy. And so Dwayne sees him coming, and Dwayne's all pumped up. He's going to witness to the Rastafarian. And he goes up, and the first thing we tell him is try to find something good to say about something they're wearing. So Dwayne goes, hey, man, I like your hat, because he had the thing. And the guy just kept walking. He goes, it's not the hat, man. And just gave him the cold shoulder. We just kind of started laughing. I go, hey, Dwayne, that was really good. That was really good. So I said, well, Dwayne, you struck out there, but we'll give you another chance. And so there's a lady up there tending her pigs along the side of the road. And I said, Dwayne, try that lady there. Try that lady. And so he went over to the lady and he says, ma'am, you got a beautiful smile. And all of a sudden she smiled. She didn't have no teeth in her mouth. And she's like, oh, not in it. You know, I said, Dwayne, we got to find something that you can really compliment. But anyways, got a friend down there. He was a Rastafarian. Gave his life to the Lord a year before we went down there. I don't know if some of you may remember John Pizzaman. He used to be a member of the church here. And he used to lead our mission teams down there. And he had met him. And so when I went down there for the very first time, he wanted to go visit this guy. His name was Lester Lewis. We went over there, and as soon as you walked in this guy's house, I mean, you wanted to sing songs. There was an anointing on this house. But he'd given his life to the Lord. He showed up. He had cut all his dreadlocks off. And from that day on, he became a reggae gospel singer. So we got to meet him. He had actually gotten run over by a car. He was on his way back from Europe, stopped out at the, he got a flat tire coming back from the airport, got hit by a car, and was rehabilitating himself. And so we got to meet him. And so when it came to memorizing the books of the Bible, he had did a song. And I'm going to play the song for you. You're probably not going to understand half of it, but anyways, it's just a technique on how to memorize things. A lot of us do it with songs. A lot of us do it with rhymes, or we associate different things to. So let me play this.
Hold up, man.
He's turning the light off.
Here.
He's
hold up.
A man. I'm gonna walk with my things, my man. Watch it. Say when the man fire shot, man dead. When the new fire shot, man receive life. Yeah, man.
Looks like Angel, don't
he? Got the thing for me. Me got the thing for me.
What?
Let me buy it, bro. Me got the thing for me. Me got the thing for me. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges. They got me 2 books of Samuel, 2 Kings, 2 Chronicles.
Yeah, man.
Me got me Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, and Jude. Me got me Book of Psalms, and me got me Proverbs. Ecclesiastes, and the Songs of Solomon.
Yeah, man.
And when me fire one shot, man get joy. And then me fire another shot, man get love. And me fire another shot, sick heal. Fire another shot and you get baptized. Fire another shot to start worship the Lord. You got the thing for me, me got the thing for me.
What that?
Do me Bible. Me got me thing for me, me got the thing for me.
What that?
It's my Bible. Me got me prophet Isaiah and me prophet Jeremiah. Lamentation, Ezekiel and me Daniel. Hosea, Joel and me Amos. Obadiah, Jonah and me Micah. Me got me thing for me, me got me thing for me.
What that?
Prophet, the hope, the prophet Habakkuk, the prophet Zephaniah, and the prophet Haggai, the prophet Zechariah, and the prophet Malachi. Me not tell no lie. We got the prophet Malachi. Me not tell no lie.
Give me power now.
We got me Matthew, Mark, me Luke, and me John, Acts, Romans, about 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, and Philippians.
Yeah, man.
We got me Colossians, and me two Thessalonians. And me Titus, me got me Philemon, Hebrews and James, Peter, John. Me got me Book of Judah, me Revelation.
All right. If you could understand half of minor prophets, and I have no idea what Yaman, I have no saying. But he was a good friend. I always remember that song, and that's how I kind of learned the books of the Bible. All right. Yeah, we got Matthew, Michael, Luke, and a John. See, I can, you know. You guys are challenging me. I can't believe you. All right, let's look at our first class review there. We talked about the video about memorizing God's Word. Remember from the book of Eli, Denzel Washington at the end of the movie. They took the Bible from him that was in Braille, but he sat down, he had memorized the entire Bible. We're not saying, hey, you got to memorize the whole Bible, but there are parts that you definitely want to memorize in your heart, right? Okay. Gave you a challenge to memorize the New Testament books. So we're going to pick on a couple people here in a minute and see who. I know a lot of you were doing it because Esther, during the week, she was telling me a little story. Tell them real quick what was going on with little Alea and you.
I was surprised. I went to put Alea to bed one night. Normally, that's Fred's job, so.
Oh.
This day, I was very aggravated because he made me do it. So I'm in there, right? And I'm like, I'm not even going to talk to you. Just lay there. And I'm going, I was going to Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, and James. Titus, because I did it in sections.
Right.
And I think I did it for maybe like a minute. I don't even think I went on. So I stopped. And then yesterday, Alma was saying all the books. And when she got to Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, and James, when she started with Titus, Alea went Hebrews and James, or, you know, she said it, and I didn't even say it that much. So I was like, wow.
It just shows how young kids can pick things up real quick. Years ago, we had Keith Tusey's group come in here. God, what was the name of them? Team Redeem. And they had all these kids, and they thought they were really whippersnappers because they had memorized a couple scriptures. And Lizzie at that time was about 3 years old, about the same as Eliab. Every night, we would pray, and I would go over the books of the Bible, or we would recite a different psalm. Well, she knew about five small psalms. So these kids were bragging about, you know, what they knew. I go, that's nothing. Come here, Lizzie. And I said, say, you know, 23rd chapter, and she, 23rd psalm. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes, you know, he lie down in green pasture, leads me beside. And they're just by, I go, Psalm 100. She did Psalm 100. Psalm 150. She did Psalm 150. So, you know, and then there was a bunch of other little scriptures. And they're like, oh my gosh, can't believe a little 3 or 4 year old girl knows. But we're to lay God's word not only in our heart, but our children's heart. Okay? So we'll get to the challenge here in a minute. I'm sure some of you want to show off and show me what you've done. We're commanded by God to memorize His Word. So if God gives us a command, we should be faithful to that, right? But once again, we saw last week that Jesus, when He went out into the desert, He used Scripture, didn't He? So He did spiritual battle. We see Peter on the day of Pentecost, that he came out, he referred to the prophet Joel. Paul, when he was ministering even to Gentiles or to the Jews themselves, always referred back to Scripture. They didn't have a New Testament pocket dictionary they could pull out. They had to lay it up to their memory. All right? We saw that God's Word is vital for all spheres of life. So whether you're, you know, if you want to learn about how to be a good parent, if you want to learn how to handle your money, you want to learn about economics or government or, you know, ethics or education, God's Word has the foundation principles for all of that. But we neglect that so many times, and we want to believe what the world has to say. Okay? We also saw God's Word constantly being attacked and reinterpreted. Remember the cover of Newsweek magazine, their very first magazine cover from this year? Yeah. So we see that if we don't know God's Word, the world will be more than happy to interpret it for us, won't they? They certainly will. So all you got to do is go on one of these atheist websites, and you'll the stuff they come up with just boggles my mind, but yet that's the way the world is going to take God's Word, you know, because it's a weapon. Just like in that movie, The Book of Eli, remember that guy wanted that book. And the guy says, hey, you know, it's just a book. And he says, it's not just a book. It's a weapon. And he understood it, even though he was wanting to use it for, you know, bad things. All right. Knowing God's Word is important for our spiritual growth. So it's important that we are in God's Word, not just reading it, but memorizing. How about singing it? Studying it.
All right, so let us move on here. This was our foundational scripture, Psalm 119, verse 11. I have laid up your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And that's a good one to memorize, isn't it? I've laid up your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I actually memorized the entire Psalm 119 one time. I couldn't recall all of it. I probably could do about half of it. But that's a long one. There's, I think, you know, 180-some verses to it. So it can be done. You just break it into smaller portions. All right, some sad statistics. Look real quick. In a fresh study of Bible Engagement released yesterday, this was obviously a long time ago, Lifeway Research surveyed that more than 2,900 Protestant churchgoers and found that while 90% desire to please and honor Jesus in all that they do, only 19% normally read the Bible every day. And so if that statistic is true, which it probably is, how many more do you think memorize portions of God's Word? That's a sad statistic. It should be 100%. Okay? Younger people also seem to be moving away from the Bible. A majority, 57% of those ages 18 through 28, read their Bible less than 3 times a year, if at all. Raise another generation to impact and disciple the world if that is true. You know, that is why we do the Bible Release class. Is because we want to motivate these young kids to read the Bible. And it's amazing. I've told stories all the time. These kids will come back years later and they tell me, I really got starting to read the Bible. We gave, Pastor John was telling me the story. I wasn't there in December. But we had our pizza party and we had a raffle. And one of the young girls won a Bible in the raffle.
And it was an English-Spanish Bible. She was a Hispanic girl. And when she got the Bible, she began to cry. And so, you know, you just look and she goes, I've never had anything like this. I've never won anything in my life. It's amazing that when we do that raffle, who gets the Bibles? It's like perfect just for them. So with our children, we need to be reading the Word. That's why I had Esther share that. You know, here's a layer reciting just part of it. Bob.
Well, real fast, a few years back, we were up in Frankenmuth. Went in some place and I bought something. I give him my credit card. You know, could I see your ID? I show ID. And she says, oh, you're from Melvindale. She was from Melvindale. I said, yeah. She said that she went to Melvindale High School. I said, did you ever go to the Bible League? Oh, you mean the one with Pastor Don across the street? Apparently, at that time, you were giving out Bibles or something for the kids that want. Because she said she still has a Bible that you gave her.
Yeah. That's like my wife coming back from Hawaii. You know, she kept teasing me the entire time. You didn't run into anybody you knew. I go, honey. I said, I've asked God to have mercy on you so I don't get off talking with somebody. Then you get mad at me like it's my fault, you know, like I bought them a ticket or something to go there just so they could talk to me. So we're in the airport in L.A. getting ready to come back on the plane, and I hear across the airport, Mr. Wallen! And I'm like, no, this can't be. I thought I was delirious, you know, that I'm hearing things. And I hear Mr. Wallen, I turn around, it was a young girl who came out to our Bible study. She was coming back from the Fiji Islands. She had just gotten married, her and her husband, and she's telling her husband, this was the guy, you know, I was telling you about. We went to the class, and he's a Christian, and they attend a church out in Livonia somewhere. And then, another coincidence, who sits right by us on the plane? Those two. I mean, so, you know, God orchestrates things sometimes. That's just kind of funny, so. But we see that is our motivation, and it should be our motivation. You know, you'll find that when people see that you're passionate about the Scripture, they want to know. They want to know what it has to say. I'm going to tell the story going into Park Athletic there where my daughter works right before Christmas, and I drop off a gift. They take me in the back. Next thing you know, I got them eating out of the palm of my hand. Because I looked at Lizzie. I go, Lizzie, this is all your fault. You know, because she's always joking around. But got to minister to them for about 40 minutes. And they were just eating up. Now, I didn't come out and just say, well, the Bible says A, B, C, and D. I began asking questions to some of the people that were back there. And then it led into, well, this is what the Bible says, you know. So it was really good. So we need to know a little bit about that. All right, one last one. Some 80%, including born-again Christians, believe that God helps those who help themselves. We've heard that, haven't we? Is that anywhere in the Bible? No. It's a direct quote from the Bible, okay? It's not. You know, godliness is, cleanliness is next to godliness. That's another one. So there's a lot of these different quotes that we get that we just assume are in there. That's how important it is to know. In another month or so, we're going to look at different rules on how to interpret the Bible, because you just don't want to go in there and read it and take everything literally, or there's figures of speech, or there are things that were happening in those days that are not applicable to these days. So we want to definitely look at how to do that. All right. Psalm 1. Anybody know Psalm 1? Anybody know Psalm 2? All right, Fred. Give me a little bit that you know. I'll help you out. Blessed is the man.
Blessed is the man that does not seek the counsel of the ungodly, mm-hmm. or sit in the seat of mockers, and that's about it.
Or stands in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And upon that law, he meditates day and night. He'll be like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in its season. Its leaves do not wither, and all that he does, he prospers. But the wicked are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. It shall perish. Okay? These are just a few of the Psalms. I just put them up there and that my kids memorized. Books of the Bible backwards. Can you do that? We're going to do them forward here because I know Elma has been waiting to do that. You want me to do... Well, I'll do them backward. How about Revelation, Jude, John, Peter, Peter, James, Hebrews, Laman, Titus, Timothy, Thessalonians, Colossians, Philippians, Ephesians,
Galatians.
No, I'm doing backwards. Oh. Corinthians, Romans, Acts,
barely
John, Luke, Mark and Matthew, do them forward for us.
Is there? I had to start at the beginning, Pastor.
Go ahead.
All right. Nobody, don't look
stand
at
up,
me.
Stand up, stand up.
No, come on, Pastor. Spotlight off. I'm going to get nervous and forget them.
Well, we'll help you. We'll help you.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Shut up. Joshua and Judges. Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Daniel, Esther. I'm sorry,
relax,
Ezra,
relax.
Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, and Proverbs. Exodus, I mean, Ecclesiastes, Psalm of Songs, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Did I say Colossians?
I don't know. You're doing the test, not me. Okay, this is not open book test,
First
Elma.
Okay. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Yeah, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. 1 Peter, 2 Peter. 1st, 2nd, 3rd, John, Jude, Revelation.
Hold on, and she comes in late and gets all this.
Now the question is, did she do them right? Who said yes? No, she didn't. She got the New Testament. She didn't do bad. Old Testament, she screwed up. But no, you did very good, not bad. Now, here's the question. How many of you went and, oh, Sherry, glad you could come and do the New Testament books for us, Sherry. The only reason I knew that is because somebody told me she was practicing memorizing. So we're going to see.
Carol! Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Okay, go ahead. Stand up.
No, I don't want to stand up.
You want the microphone?
No, I don't.
We can't hear you.
Yeah,
we got to record it so we can grade you out.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Relax. Does it have to be in order?
Yeah.
It doesn't, right? Okay.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, Peter, 1 and 2 Timothy, Philemon, James, Hebrews, 1 and 2 John, Jude, Revelation. Did I do it?
No, but you were pretty good. Give it to Betty, because I know Betty's been all week. Betty sits with my mother-in-law, so she got to do it in the Jamaican accent. We got my Genesis, Leviticus, and Numbers. Go ahead, Betty.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrew, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation.
There you go. Very good. Now, the reason I had you do that is because most of us, when we memorize, we do it through repetition over and over. And that is probably the worst way to do it. Okay, so what we're going to be looking at is a much easier way on how to memorize it, not just the books of the Bible or Scripture, but whatever it is, you know, help you in your study for you guys that are going to college or you're taking some type of class. Because there is information that you got to lay up, and it's hard to do a lot of times. And if you just do a word-for-word type of rote memorization like we used to do in the old days, it's very difficult to do. But there's techniques, and that's the purpose of this, really to lay up God's Word in our hearts. All right, so we already had the pretty good. So keep working on it. Once again, does that mean a whole lot in whole sphere thing? No. But it's a good discipline. And then you can begin saying, all right, I got Genesis. How about if I memorize one scripture from each book? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's it.
It's a good idea, though, to have... You hand some people a Bible and say, look up something. They've got to go through 40 chapters, go through the whole Bible to find it. At least if you know that, you know where to go.
Yes.
And start with. It doesn't look as bad fumbling through it.
Okay, quick video here.
The Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
I was...
Look again.
Okay. Why do you think I showed you this video? Right, now, if you're Neo walking through that crowd, everything kind of blends in together, doesn't it? Everybody's dressed a certain way. What stood out to him, though, was the woman in the red dress. Why? It was different. It was something that caught his attention. Obviously, either her looks, the dress, but she was totally different from what happened. And the reason I like this video, too, is because we can get so sidetracked with things of the world that eventually what? Kills us. We have no idea. But the way to remember things is to have it to where it stands out. We talked about how many of us remember songs from, you know, you turn on the oldie station, we know almost every song that's on there. How about cartoons when you were a kid? I mean, I could turn on a cartoon or the Three Stooges and I know everything that's going to happen. Why? Because I watched the doggone thing a million times. But it's embedded in my mind, and because it's so ridiculous, you can't forget it. But it's the common, ordinary things. And so when we read through the scripture, that's what happens. It just becomes, well, okay, I've read this before. Then, you know, you got a list of names or different kings or what have you. It's just a story. And we got to put it into a format like the woman in the red dress that it stands out and we remember it in our minds. Yes?
Doesn't that just come easier to some people? It's like some people have that, I don't know if you want to call it a gift, and they just remember. Like, that's I don't a good, remember a lot of things. You remember things when you were young. I don't remember things when I was young.
Well, that was a lot much longer time for you than it was for me.
Oh, yeah.
No, what happens is that training our memory. A lot of us may have been very good students, and we learned different techniques on how to remember stuff. If you were like me, trust me, I did not do good in school. Why? Because I could care less about school. I cared more about playing sports. Some of you may have been in music, and the thing that you were passionate about, that's what you devoted your energies to, okay? So I could be sitting in a classroom and somebody could, you know, be talking about a chemical equation. I'd have no clue what they're talking about. But as soon as they mentioned the 68 Tigers, I could tell you every position, what their batting average was, whether they were left or right-handed. I ran into a girl that went to elementary school with me. I don't know how many of you remember Dave Segan. He used to attend, but he had a, you remember the Segan family, right? And anyways, he had a sister who went to school with me. And I met her at a funeral. And she goes, you probably don't remember me. I go, yeah, Teresa Segan, you're left-handed.
Who remembers that?
Well, the only reason I could remember, because I always remember her writing left-handed for some reason. You know, I mean, just, it was stupid.
Was she wearing a red dress?
No, no. She was wearing a dress, but it wasn't red. But it's those type of things. Now, like Anthony Deegan, you know what I always remember about Anthony? Down in Mexico, always eating food. Why? Because that's something you saw, and it was like, it was out of the ordinary. I mean, just picking on, you know. Yeah, so, I mean, we remember things, you know, that are just strange, but it's associating things and putting them in an order. So people that are pretty smart, they've learned those techniques. Some kids learn them in school. Punkage, he had a question or a comment.
I think the viewpoint that I see it is God has created everybody for a purpose. And we should not compare. One may have an intelligence, one may have something else, but God has given us everything that we need for a purpose, whatever we are created. Thank God for that, I think, and not worry about, okay, this guy has more intelligence, I'm less intelligent. Never think that way. You have enough intelligence, whatever you need it for your life to live. That's what my viewpoint is.
That's right. And Jerry, take note of that. That was good. You know, and that's true, but God has given us each different giftings, right? But you also have to take those giftings and you have to work at them.
Yes.
When you play music, you just didn't pick up a guitar one day, did you? And say, okay, I know, you know. So there's a development of the giftings that we have been given. So God has given us all different levels of intelligence. You have an IQ like me at about 13. Okay, I had to work real hard. Some of you, you know, you just breezed right through school because that's something you enjoyed doing. So these are kind of like, you know, little things to assist us. We're all limited by what we know or who we are or our intelligence or what have you. But that doesn't mean we can't improve it and get a lot better. So these techniques that we're going to look at a little bit, well, we only got a few minutes. This is going to be your next memorization. We're going to take 5 more minutes and then I'm going to close and I'm going to hand out a piece of paper. So for next week, you've got to memorize 10 things. Very simple. We'll show you how it's done here. All right? You're going to have to know this. And you'll find out as we go on why this is important. So the number 0, we're going to use a phonetic, we're going to make up words or pictures for them. But not yet, but we're going to give them letters. So when you see the letter 0, you think of the s sound, like in a soft C or a Z. Okay, those the phonetic. So you got to, I'm going to give you copies of these class here. All right? So next week when you come in, I'll say the letter 0. And all you have to remember is 0 begins with a what? A Z. And so it's that Z, s, s, s sound. Okay? Phonetically in English, that's how we would pronounce it. So if you can remember, the number 0 begins with the letter Z, and that's the sound for 0. And that's a soft C or a Z. The number 1 is a T or D sound. Okay? The number 1 kind of looks like a T, doesn't it? A little bit. The way it's got a little template. So if you can remember, 0 begins with a Z, and that's the sound. And you'll learn these. These are not hard to learn. The number 1 looks like a T. It's a T or a D sound. Okay? Number 2. Oh, let me go back. All right. If you turn the 2 sideways, it kind of looks like a small N. N, N sound. You only have to memorize 10 letters. All right? The letter 3, or the number 3, is an M. If you turn it 3 on its side, it looks like a what? A small M. M, M. All right? 4. The word 4, the last letter is an R, 4. So it's a R sound, R sound. Okay? And these are important because as we build these words, you're going to see why you have to know these, because you can build your own little words to remember things. And so, whether it's books of the Bible or whether it's names or whether it's scriptures, these are going to become invaluable to you.
If you take a look at the 4 and turn it sideways, it almost looks like an R if you turn it around.
If you turn it and add, you're exactly right. The number 5 in Latin. The number 5 is a what? Or 50, I'm sorry, is an L. So you know that it's associated with it a little bit. The number 6 is a sh, j, or ch sound. And I'm going to give you words for these. When I hand out these handouts today, you're going to see 3 or 4 different pages, and then you're going to see words associated. There's going to be a little picture. All right? You remember the little nursery rhyme, 1, 2, buckle my shoe, 3, 4, shut the door, 5, 6, pick up sticks, 7, 8, lay them straight, 9, 10, a big fat hen. That's exactly what this is. If you can remember the number and the sound associated with that number, you'll be amazed what you're going to be able to remember. Number 7 is a hard k sound, such as C or CK k or G, G or K, k. Those are all phonetically similar. All right? The number eight is a V or F sound, phonetically. Once again, very similar. Number nine will be a B or P sound. And if you say those letters, okay, so we'll hand these out. Next week when we come back, you're going to have to memorize these. Look at the other pages there, and I'll explain it in more detail. So, for example, let me just quickly go here to number one. When you think of the number word, you're going to think of a picture of a tie because it begins with a T. And you'll notice there's two consonants there, the I and the E. We don't use We don't use vowels. We use consonants to remember it. So every word that we're going to come up with will have that particular phonetic sound. So remember we said the number one was a T or a D sound? So we're going to, whenever I say, when you think of the number one, you're going to think of a tie. Can you see that? A red tie or a green tie or a big bozo tie. Okay, or like Darren wear, you know, the big bow tie. All right? But you're laughing, but you probably won't forget that, that you know, on the tie. Or Miguel wears some little ties. Okay? And so we're going to do that for all 10 of those numbers, and then we'll put together a couple lists, and you'll see. Carmen was in the class, and we were teaching the young kids on how to memorize the books of the Bible. Remember that? How easy did that become after I showed you how to do it? Okay? So all these kids that were in the secondary class, they could say it, and then I could say, okay, what comes after Leviticus? And they'd say, okay, blah, blah, blah. What comes before it? And they knew it just because they could remember the picture, not necessarily the name, but the picture. But in order to remember the pictures, we got to learn the sounds. So next week we'll start back here, and could you hand those out for me, Elma? All right. And when you get done, you'll be able to do the books of the Bible forward, backwards. Somebody will say, what comes after 2 Corinthians? You'll say 1 Corinthians comes after Galatians. Do them backwards. Do the Old Testament. Not that, you know, I mean, it's show off, but I used to do a lot of card tricks. And this would impress people because I would tell them, take a deck of cards, shuffle them. We take 10 or 15 cards out. Just shuffle them anyway. Take any 10, 15 cards out, take them out. Now tell me the order they're in, and then ask me which is number 7, which is number 8, which is number 1. And you'll be able to recall it just like that. And they'll think you got this great memory, and it's not. Okay? But it's because you learned these techniques on how to do it. So if you look at these, once again, you'll see, I think there's 3 or 4, hand me one of those real quick.
I think we have enough.
If there's not enough, we'll get them. You'll have your memory, your phonetic alphabet. You have to learn those 10 sounds. All right? Page 2, you're going to have 100 words. Do not worry about those right now. You'll see how they tie in. But you're going to see those are your key words that you'll memorize down the road. And it's very easy to memorize them. All right? All right. Very good job on the books of the Bible. Who would like to close us in prayer? All right, give it to Darren again.
What about my mom?
No, her name's not Darren. Her name's Nancy. See, I remember that. Number two.
All right, Lord, we just thank you just for this awesome class, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that we can memorize these letters.
You will.
And the words. Lord, give us strength just to, just fight this week, Lord, and just enjoy service today, Lord. We just love you, and we just thank you for this time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.